Hey, welcome to Extra Funny. It's been quite an eventful day, and it seems like that it's gone by quickly, but the clock says that it's taken us a little while to get it done today.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're running a little behind, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's because I'm talking. Okay.
If you could stop doing that, Lindsay.
All right.
Then that would be fine.
Just trying to catch up, guys.
Yeah.
So Lindsay used to be on the show with us a long, 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 long time ago, and we let her go out and mature a little too much, and then we brought her back. So not mature as in the way she acts, but mature as in the way she looks.
My facial expressions.
No, I'm just kidding. Lindsay will never age because she's been getting Botox since she was 18.
That's correct. Still do it.
No, what was the, you were 24 when you started?
I was 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you remember that.
Because it's so shocking.
It is. Looking back, I didn't need it, obviously, you know, but they're like, it's preventative. Like, okay, well, I'm 24. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I got suckered into it.
So if you wouldn't have started it then, would it have affected you later on? Or if you started then and then stopped and went back, would it make it worse?
I'm telling myself that it's for the best.
Okay.
You know, lots of money spent when I didn't need it, but you know.
All right, so Lindsay is a mom now. She's a mama. She's got two babies. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they are so darling, those precious babies. Mm-hmm. So We're gonna find out if she's like a real mom or if she is a Lindsay mom with the same attitude and all. We'll get into that next. I hear the squeaking.
Yeah.
Squeaky of the microphones. Hey, it's extra funny. Hello, hello.
Hello.
It's extra. Oh my God, they're so extra. They don't say that anymore, do they, over against the kids? They don't say somebody's extra or you're being extra.
You're doing too much, maybe. I don't know.
I don't hear my children saying it very much.
No.
Just so extra. My son does call everything that he doesn't like annoying, though. He still does that, I think. It's just annoying.
I wonder where he gets that from.
I don't know.
Where he thinks everything is annoying.
I don't know. I said I don't know, Riggins. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. So Lindsay is the lady here, old girl, because she used to work with us. She was on our show full time, all the time, far too much.
Too much.
And that was back when she was young and
vibrant.
Yeah. When weighted down with a bunch of kids, like the old woman in the shoe.
That's how I feel, though. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, it seems like those kids you have were closer together in age than they actually are, right? They're 2 and 4. I thought they were like 3 and 2 and a half.
They were
just like twins that didn't come out at the same time.
I know. And they look it. They're 20 months apart, so they're closer than I would have done again.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It was a hard time for me.
And you know what
what
they always talk about, Riggins, because you don't have any children, you don't know this, but parents will always judge how difficult something is when your kids are close together is if they're both in diapers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the thing. They are both in diapers at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. And they were.
Yeah.
Obviously.
My little friend Jenny, her brother has, let's see, 5 boys. And they're all just like, there's one set of twins, and there are 2 that are, I think the oldest one is 8. He just turned 8, and then the others are right behind. So I can't remember how many at the same time. That she had at least, her sister-in-law and brother-in-law had about, I think at least 4 of them, or 3 of them at one time in diapers all together.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
I want to shake her hand. I just want to be like,
you want to shake your hand.
You want to shake your hand.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When does a child get out of diapers? That is a question I don't know the answer to.
That's a good question, because some are stubborn and wait really long, like my daughter did. She just would look at me and say, I'm not going to stop playing to go poop, so Like, just straight up. Okay, well, you're old enough to say that to me.
Wonder where she got that.
I know. Shocking.
This is where you how many times has she said to us, like, on road trips, Riggins, I'm not going to stop playing just to go poop.
I'm going to poop my pants, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yep.
She said that to you?
Yeah. She was, like, 3 and 3 months.
Yeah, and usually boys take longer than girls. Girls pick it up faster than the boys.
So you see where I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So yeah. She still isn't?
Oh, she is now. Oh, okay, she's okay.
Yeah, they won't let them go to school if they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bigger age, like gotcha. That age of preschool. Or mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
There's a big TikTok trend of kindergarten teachers saying, like, when did this become the norm? How many kids in kindergarten are still in diapers?
Right.
Is it the norm?
They've changed the rules?
No, it's a different to ask your parents, and you might know from your kids, I don't know, but I was potty trained at like 18 months or something crazy, like all of us were. It was just a thing that they did. Now kids are like, I don't know, I guess it's gentle parenting. They call it soft parenting, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know what the difference is. I don't feel like I'm that gentle of a parent. I think I just have a sassy freaking 4-year-old, you know, that said...
yeah.
So I don't know.
But the thing about it is that it's, you know, it's the same concept of, well, there are different things at play here. One, the school will do it.
Right.
You know, a lot of parents look at things like, well, I mean, the school, that's why we send them to school.
Yep.
Another thing is that you can't force them to do, you know, what they don't want to do. You just can't do it. Even when it's something that's bad for them to be walking around pooping in their pants at kindergarten. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you just, we can't force them. You just can't do it. Somebody else will handle that. Yeah.
Man.
A lot of criticism going on too. I mean, you feel shame in every, cause you know, things will pop up on my Instagram or whatever. If you're yelling at your kids, you're messing them up for life or whatever. And y'all know I'm not quiet. I mean, you know, so you just feel attacked in every, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. In every way.
It's forces of Marxism trying to tear apart the American family, the traditional American family.
Well,
That's what happens. You know, anything to tear apart and make difficult the American family, which is the strength of mm-hmm. a free people, mm-hmm. the Marxists come after it.
They're coming.
You heard me.
Yep.
You heard me.
But yeah, this teacher was like, no one's talking about it, but we need to. I got into it to teach kids not to be changing diapers all day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She was like floored by it. And now other teachers are chiming in saying, oh, yeah, no, that's the norm now.
No.
Wild.
It's kind of crazy.
Can't be the norm.
Mm. Yeah.
It can't be.
Have you pooped your pants as an adult?
No.
You haven't? I haven't either. Have you, Lindsay?
Absolutely not.
Like, you know, when you were sick or anything?
I've never, honestly. No. When I'm sick, I've thrown up on myself. Let's not.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was going to an event one time with you guys. We were on the lake somewhere, and I just threw up right in my seat. And I hungover? I don't know.
Was that that trip to Charleston on that thing that I didn't go to because I was already sick? There was that virus going around?
I think that was another time I was sick.
Oh, because I almost threw up that, and we went to Charleston because we were on a boat. And then the next day, she was just incapacitated. I had to, I couldn't get a hold of her, so I had to go check her room.
They said in the van on the way home, you were just like, with that stomach virus.
Yeah, I think I threw up in the van. I'm sorry, guys.
No, I don't think you threw up in the van, but you were just asleep the whole way.
Oh.
You were just like, out.
And then as soon as y'all got back, you were at home in the bed sick. And then the next day, I think, or a couple of days later, Riggins got that same virus, and I was over it by then. And I went and took care of him, getting him home from work one day and giving him some crackers and Gatorade and the whole thing.
Yeah, it just went around.
Now, are y'all going to be
on
mad?
Another boat, you threw up on yourself?
It wasn't a boat. Like, I was driving to the event. It was like a house on the lake. And I was in my car. I threw up. We were meeting some singer.
It was Katie Tiz, wasn't
Katie
it?
Katie Tiz.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes,
I remember that.
What did we do the night? We went somewhere the night before, and I had had too many drinks.
I don't know.
It wasn't a virus. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, now you don't have to worry about that. You found the new hangover, the non-hangover drink
right,
for you.
Right, is that tequila?
Yeah.
Tequila.
Yeah, and then we don't do anything like that anymore, group wise. Oh, we don't do events like that. So
really, that's the only reason I came back. Get out.
Day one was fun. Drunk.
Yeah, no.
That's funny. Throwing up while you're driving.
It was what?
That's nuts.
Yep.
Did you like try to pull over? Or you're just like, this is happening.
I think there was just no stopping it. I think it just there was no baggie. Yeah.
There were no signs. It just happened.
Yep.
Dang.
So do you still get episodes like that after, you know, now that you're a mom and all, when you're away from the kids?
You mean like, do I get sick?
Yeah, you just get really drunk. And
oh, no, that's why I joined the show again, because I thought we could have some fun. But okay, see, we're not going to do that. All right. No, I don't do anything fun. But I do get sick a lot. They bring home nasty. They're nasty. They're the nastiest kids.
Yeah.
They eat boogers from other people. I don't even know what you're doing. They're disgusting. They're disgusting. People that are like, my kids aren't gross. No, your kids are gross. They're gross. I saw Brooks lick someone's snot out of, I'm not kidding. We've had hand, foot, and mouth. We've had COVID 80 times. We've had RSV, the flu. You name it, we've had it. So I'm sorry if I bring some stuff in here.
Yeah, you're like a walking Petri dish.
It's disgusting.
Were you working with us when we were at Disney World that time and I looked down and saw that kid licking the handrail at the train? Deal at monorail train station.
I feel like I've heard the story. I've heard the story, but I don't think that. No. Yeah.
Just what do you call that thing? It's
the tram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a look through history or something.
No, it just goes from like the transit station to the other parks and all of that stuff.
The monorail.
Yeah, the monorail. That kid was just running his tongue up and down the handrail, and I was like, and telling his mom,
it's mortifying.
Yeah, that's why I never let my kids interact with other kids.
Well, you can't,
because I tell them, you know, your friends are trashy. They're all trashy.
I'd be like, okay, daddy.
Yeah,
my daddy said you're trashy.
So get away.
Yeah,
you got germs.
It's true though. Oh,
so do yours stay sick a lot? They do ear infections and things like that.
Excuse me, my son has had ear tubes 3 times.
Whoa.
He so gets it from his daddy, Kyle, the daddy. My husband has ear problems still to this day. Still to this day, 41 years old. Ear infections.
Oh, man.
Gets it from his daddy.
Does he still have that, you know, hand and mouth, foot and mouth disease, whatever that's called?
No.
Is he jaundicey, your husband? He's got jaundice.
Put him occasion. In the window. Yeah.
Hand, foot, and mouth. I thought that was like in the Renaissance. You know.
So it comes and goes. And I don't know if, TJ, your kids have ever experienced this.
Yeah, one time one of them had.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Delilah's toenails fell off, her fingernails. I've got pictures you would not believe. Sores in her throat because she still sucks her thumb.
No, we didn't have that. Thrush was what we had.
Thrush. It's, well, similar.
This is different.
Yeah. This is, I'm going to show you the photos.
Holy.
You're going to die. Insane.
Well,
yep. So there's that.
But cool. It's all worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a little bit of a slow response.
Yeah. So
we'll, convincing.
We'll go ahead and hit thing, and Rob can edit it to make it sound like you didn't pause before the answer.
Thank you, Rob. Okay.